Good morning. Merry Christmas, almost. Love this time of year because of all of the opportunities it gives us to think about how much God loves us and sending His own Son for us. So another special group is going to be sharing with us this morning. This is a Reader's Theater, and as like last week, many of you remember Jenny Craiger. She wrote these. And so this one is titled, It's Christmas, God.
It's Christmas, God.
When we reflect on your birth.
The moment in history when you became man.
Bounding yourself by the constraints of time.
So that you could live among us.
So that you could serve among us.
So that you could die among us.
Simply to save
us.
It's Christmas, God.
The time we shop for the perfect present.
Gift giving.
For the sake of honoring our Savior.
So I'm asking this Christmas.
What gift could I offer you, Jesus?
What gift can I give?
To a Savior that I can't touch with my hands.
See with my eyes.
Hear with my ears.
But can still feel with my heart.
Would it matter if I'd been there at your birth?
Maybe then I could have swaddled you in garments of the highest quality.
Or given you a place to lay your head.
Other than a trough where cattle fed.
In a coarse stable.
I could have protected you from King Herod.
And caravaned miles to bring you expensive gifts from far away.
Setting them at your precious feet.
I would have seen the bright star heralding your birth.
I would have witnessed the dawn of hope at your first infant cry.
I would have listened in awe beside the shepherds as a choir of angels sang of the great joy on earth for everyone,
for us.
I could have brought you a gift worthy of a king, Ben,
but I wasn't there. Would it matter if I'd been there during your ministry on earth?
Maybe then I could have followed you.
I could have helped you feed your disciples.
I could have invited you to my home.
Or visited you in prison.
I could have washed your feet.
With oil mingled with my own tears.
I would have watched in wonder as you healed the blind.
And raised Lazarus.
I would have seen firsthand that you, Jesus, are Lord.
Lord of all.
My gift could have been to serve you, Lord.
But I wasn't there. Would it matter if I'd been there when you died?
Maybe then I could have sat with you in the garden.
Offered comfort and companionship as you waited to be betrayed.
I could have fought off the soldiers who arrested you and took you away to be falsely accused.
I could have torn the crown of thorns from your head.
And gently washed your bleeding wounds made from the angry whip.
I could have helped you carry the burden of the heavy cross.
And mourned with your mother as your body was pierced and broken.
I could have placed the sponge on your parched lips to quench your thirst.
As you hung, dying on the cross.
For me.
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 For us.
But I wasn't there. So, Lord, it's Christmas again.
And I wonder what gift I can give to my Savior.
To the one who doesn't walk in flesh among us now.
But yet lives in me.
Maybe that's it.
I can try to live like you would live.
I can be your hands and feet on earth.
I'll tend to the sick and hold the hand of the dying.
I'll wipe the tears of the grieving.
And create a magnificent feast for my hungry neighbor.
I'll pour out gallons of pure water to the thirsty.
And gently place warm blankets on the shoulders of the homeless.
I'll fight for the weak.
Care for the widows.
Speak up for the oppressed.
Pray for the broken.
Love your children.
Lord, I'll proclaim your glory.
Your honor.
Your greatness.
In the darkest places.
To rekindle hope for the hopeless.
Until you return.
This is my gift to you this Christmas.
Amen.